Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, happy Monday, everybody. You are listening to My Supernatural Life, and I am Frankie, and I have Mr. Anthony, amazing astrologer and intuitive. I know you don't promote yourself that way, but we are here to answer your question. We take one question from our callers, and Mr. Anthony gives us like a forecast on what we have to look forward to in the immediate and coming months. So anyway, hey, Mr. Anthony, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Frankie Hernandez? How are you?
I'm really great, thanks. I'm really, really great, yeah.
So, you know, a lot going on right now. Right now we have Sun in Taurus all the way through May 20th, 2020. Okay, so Taurus is an earth sign. It means anything with the money is ruled by Venus. So all earth signs will benefit with money, finances, through May 20th. And that's with the sun sign. And in your case, Frankie, you have Venus in Taurus. So that means it's new beginnings for money matters and money issues through May 20th.
Yay, new
so right
beginning.
Off the bat, pretty positive. Pretty positive
Yay.
Off the bat. And then all the way through May 12th, Venus is the goddess of love, money, finances, relationships, marriage, business. It's going to go retrograde from May 12th through June 20th of 2020. So a lot of people always ask me, well, hey, Mr. Anthony, is that good or bad or what? Venus retrograde basically means to reevaluate, reassess anything with the relationships, money, and business during that time. Renegotiate. Or it also means re-stimulate money matters. So that's going to be from May 12th through June 25th with Venus retrograde. And then we have Mars in Aquarius right now. So if you're an air sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, it's new beginnings for relationships and taking action with exercise.
Very cool.
So right off the bat, it's a positive forecast because you have Gemini and Libra involved right now.
That's very cool.
And then the next full moon is going to be May 3rd. So you're going to have transiting Sun in Taurus. It's going to be opposing Moon in Scorpio. And also, it's going to be in opposition to Moon and Scorpio opposing Uranus and Taurus. Okay, so a lot of people ask me, Mr. Anthony, is that good or bad? So Uranus, wherever Uranus goes in astrology, it represents upheaval, chaos, clarity. So you have clarity versus chaos. Okay, so translation, any sudden ideas that you have, creative ideas or any money-making ideas, the positive side with that Uranus aspect is sudden money or unexpected money with the next full moon of May 3rd. And you know what they say about the full moon, right, Frankie? They say that people turn into werewolves, right? Is that true?
I've heard that people have said that, yeah. So I've personally not seen one, like, in the movies, but maybe when I'm thinking about it now in retrospect, there might have been a couple of scary full moons there that I went through.
Oh, yeah, I think a lot of people did, you know, the past 90 days with all the full moon. Okay, so the next full moon, it's going to be Sun in Taurus, Scorpio, Moon. So Taurus means money matters because it's an earth sign. Then Scorpio means anything of letting go, resurrection, transition, letting emotional stuff go. But Scorpio also means anything having to do with inheritance or taxes. So you might get like an unexpected inheritance, Frankie.
How about that? That would be amazing. My parents
Wouldn't
in
it?
Heaven are going, woohoo, finally.
Keyword
well, we are
during that window.
I love that. I love hearing that. So, well, we'll come back to all of that. We have our switchboard kind of lighting up. So are you ready to take some calls?
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Yay. Okay, so how we do it is, you know, when I, you know, we'll ask, what's your name, what city are you calling from, and what's your date of birth? Okay, so let's jump in. Hello, you are on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Catherine and I'm from New York.
Catherine, with a K or with a C?
A C.
Okay. And what's your date of birth, Catherine?
You need the year also or just the month and the day?
Ms. Anthony, what do you think? It's up to you.
Oh, okay. You know what? It's up to you. A month and day's fine. If you don't want to give the year, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, June 26th.
Okay. What is it?
June 26th.
June 26th. So you're a Cancer of the Crab.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any money matters going on or anything with real estate going on?
I started.
You want to buy and sell property or do you want to move?
All of the above.
Okay, because anything you got going on, Catherine, with real estate, property, moving, you're going to have good luck all the way through December 2020. But I've seen movement with all the above, like July, August of 2020 in that window.
Oh, wow.
So you're looking at expanding. And that's just going with you being a Cancer of the Crab. So, because Cancer wants security, real estate money, and you have expansion in that field with property like around June 2020.
Wow, okay.
And also for you, reevaluate the relationships between May 12th and June 25th.
Personal relationships, you mean?
Correct. Could be issues with family or issues with brothers and sisters at that time. Either way, though, bottom line, it's kind of like the things are picking up for you.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. I actually am, that's why I called this evening. I'm looking to ask somebody I greatly admire to collaborate with me for work. And I don't know how to approach him. If it's, I just say, hi, like, how are you? Why don't we collaborate on something? Or if I send him some type of presentation. He's March 8th.
You know, everything you just said right at this moment, all that's in the process. What I would suggest for you, being a water sign Cancer, is kind of like doing some work with either water or Epsom salt bathing to like even out your feelings there. And then you could do all the above. You could do a presentation, you could do a phone call, all the above.
Okay.
See, because I'm seeing
would...
that project, with that project you're talking about, that's going to evolve into like maybe two or three projects with everything you're saying. Could be classes, could be something online or travel involved with all that.
Oh, wow.
So it's perfect timing for you to do that.
Oh, fabulous.
What about you, Frank? What's your vibe on everything Catherine's saying?
Well, you're the vibe expert, so I love that. You know, it's a good window, you know, for you, Catherine. And I would say, you know, create a proposal just for yourself, right? So that you can speak to it clearly and concisely, and you know, because kind of when we write it all out and we kind of sort it all out. That way you're not sorting, you know, you have the bulk of it done. And then, you know, put a proposal together and, you know, presentation together and send it to him. And I'm sure he'll be, you know, he'll be honored that, you know, you're considering him. So, you know, have it be so appealing, like, what's the opportunity for him? You know, like, oh, and, you know, like, whatever that is for you, and then present the opportunity for him so that he can, you know, look at what's available for him, not just like, oh, I'm going to help somebody with her business kind of thing. You know, we want to come from an empowering place, you know, that is for everybody. And with what it sounds like, just, you know, energetically what Mr. Anthony was saying, it just sounds like a really great time for you to do this. So be, you know, just go for it. Just go for it. And, you know, at the very least, you'll have, even if he says no or maybe not or whatever, like whatever the outcome is, you'll have fleshed out your business idea in a way that you wouldn't have done if you weren't presenting it. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. Yes, I love that.
Yeah. I do this all the time.
With Venus retrograde in Gemini between May 12th and June 20th, with what Frankie just said, like fleshing out your ideas, whatever ideas they are, it could evolve into either two books or two mediums of some sort.
Wow.
But that could be going back and forth.
Yeah, that's so true. I do have a few ideas that I want to, like, present. So, yeah, maybe you will go for a few of them.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're on the right track. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm
Excuse
so excited.
You, so you know what? You want to do a personal reading with Mr. Anthony, 661, area code 492-0065 for personal phone consultation. But it's a very good forecast for you, Catherine, so congratulations.
Yeah,
let us know
how it goes.
I definitely will. Thank you both so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you to you both.
No, thank you, Frankie. No, thank little Pete. No, thank little Pete.
Oh, my God, I snorted.
Thank little Pete. And then thank Frankie.
You're hilarious. So just so you know, listeners, I explained it on the show last week, but Mr. Anthony and I met through a mutual friend several years back, but after several conversations, we realized we're from the same neighborhood, and his best friend and my best friend were cousins. So his best friend's name is Lil Pete. So we're talking one day, and he said something about Little Pete, and I'm like, wait a minute. I knew a Little Pete. So anyway, you'll hear Little Pete references as
And Little Pete is the one who told me that you really went to Ramona High School. That's where you really went to high school, right?
I did. I went to Catholic school. Ramona High School was the continuation school in East LA.
Oh,
yeah.
So Little Pete was incorrect about that. Gee.
He had another Frankie, I guess.
I think he was friends with Frankie Lane.
Frankie.
Wasn't he?
Frankie Lane.
Singer,
yeah.
Right.
Maybe. You never know. So go ahead and give your phone number again because I want to make sure everybody gets it. And just so you all know, after the show is over, you can go to the site and you can listen to it again, and you can download the show. It's an MP3, and you can listen to it on your phone or computer or whatever if you get a reading here. So anyway, go ahead and give your number again.
Okay, so if you want to do a Mr. Anthony phone appointment or phone consultation, call Mr. Anthony at area code 661-492-0065. 661-492-0065 for your personal phone consultation. Call now. Call right now.
No, don't call now.
Not available at any store. There you go. Thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, should we go on to our next
caller?
What?
Isn't life amazing?
Life's pretty awesome. It's pretty amazing.
It?
It's got a lot of stuff happening
all at once.
In other
words, you know what? The moon is in Cancer right now, so do you feel good about everything?
I feel great.
The moon right now is
everything.
The moon right now is in Cancer right now. So do you feel good about stuff?
I do.
Great.
I really do. Yeah. But you know, I mean, I really got focused too, and it's also your mindset, like my mindset, not your mindset, my mindset, making sure that, you know, I'm doing what I love and doing what I want to do and just kind of going forward with no, just putting my mind to everything. So anyway, we're going to take another call
right
now.
In other words, you're taking dance lessons at Little Pete's restaurant. Is that true?
I used to, but it's been a while because they're only doing takeout right now. So the dance floor is closed.
Oh, they take out dance lessons, right?
Take out dance lessons, that's right. 6 feet apart, so
it
doesn't quite work out the same.
Yeah.
Hold on, we're going to hurt a caller. Hold on. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. This is Regina calling from Georgia.
Hi, Regina from Georgia. What is your date of birth?
January 8th, 1979.
Okay, and what's your question?
My question is about love and to see if anything's going to be going out for me this year. When's a good time?
Okay.
I've been on my own a long time. So, hi,
great.
How are you?
Hi, nice to meet you. So you do know you're a Capricorn, right?
Yes.
Okay, January 8th, 1979. Okay, Capricorn means to be self-employed. It's a nurse sign. You know, Jupiter right now, which is good luck, is going to be in Capricorn, your sign, till December 2020. So whatever you got going, it's going to succeed, whatever it is.
Okay. Okay.
Anything pending? Are you happy with your current job, or do you want to make a move?
Actually, I have I'm working right now, and I work from home, and I work for a health insurance, but it's just contract work. But I do have an interview coming up Wednesday for something different, something a little different.
Okay, so keep your options
mm-hmm.
open because
mm-hmm.
when Venus goes retrograde in Gemini from May 12th to June 25th, you could double your income. So you're on track with that.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
Meanwhile, you might want to reconsider how you want to expand your home-based business and how far you want to go there with that energy.
Okay. Whatever home business I want to think of, because right now I'm not even thinking of that right now. I mean, it could come. You never know.
As far as love and romance?
Well, yeah, I would like for that.
Are you happy with your love life right now?
I talked to someone, but it's not what I want. So, yeah, I'm
okay,
not happy
so you're
in that area.
Two more new guys, or between two and four new guys, still between May 12th and June 20th with that Venus retrograde business. You're going to meet new people
okay.
during that window anyway, say.
Uh-oh, good.
Exactly.
Good. And it's going to be through
and then
work?
The career,
or...
So the money thing is very good. You have some good stuff coming up there.
Oh, okay. So, do you feel that the guy is going to come through the work, or this just more mutual, like just me?
You know what? What I'm seeing there is both. Job interview, you meet somebody there, or it's through your own efforts. It looks you know what? Looks like one of the guys has money. Just pull the money card, and you're going to meet him in a sudden way. You're going to meet two guys through two women.
Oh.
Are you friends with two women right now?
I'm friends with more than two women.
Okay, I've seen two women. We're going to introduce you to this guy. The guy with the money looks like he's from somewhere else. Could be Libya, Africa, Caribbean. He has money, and you're going to have good luck with meeting this guy. So what I'm seeing is you're going to meet some new people anyway. It could be romantic. It could be business or both.
And that's a good thing. Expand my network, right? That's a good thing.
Now, just pull another expansion card with, two regular job opportunities, but you might want to stay with your home-based business because you make more money there. But keep your options open.
Definitely, because I know I probably work two jobs, but that's okay because I'm a multitasker. So that's
yeah, you
it.
Are. Also, mm-hmm. Somebody coming up with either classes online, or you take classes that enhance your job and career stuff.
Oh, that's even wonderful. Yeah, because I'm trying to do this on my own with kids, so that's great.
Wait, you have two kids or four kids?
Oh, two.
Okay, you know what I'm feeling right now? Do you want to do anything with child care service or somebody you know?
You know, I thought about doing a senior concierge service. I thought about that.
So that might come back to you, but it could be somebody you know.
Oh, okay.
So good luck to you.
I never thought about it.
Forecast.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I want to just say one thing, Regina. Like, put yourself out there, how can I say this? And take action towards the things you want. You know, just be in action. It may not, one thing may not give you what you want, but it's the energy of you putting yourself out there. So I don't know if you do online dating or, you know, what.
I did that. That's the one with the guy. With the guy that I deal with now, he was come from a dating app. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the one I like is Bumble because Bumble, women make the first move, so not every random guy is sending you a note. You know what I mean? But my point is that, talk to people. Talk to people in a flirt. How can I say this? Like, if you're on a dating app, it gives you an opportunity, especially right now, to kind of be a little flirtatious and, just see what the possibility, nobody's meeting in person right now. So it's a fun time to put yourself out there. So what I'm saying is, take some action and just have fun so your energy goes high in that direction. So anyway, that's all I wanted to
say.
Alrighty.
Oh, that's good. That's good advice. Thank you.
All right. Okay. You're welcome.
You.
Let us know how it goes.
Okay, have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so we had some other callers, but we'll get to them later. So, here's the thing. We can have the windows of the universe open to us, which they always are, right? And yet if we're not in the physical world, taking actions and living and doing things towards something that we actually want, then it does – sometimes things – I think the universe matches our energy is what I'm saying, right? So do it, and it's fun, and have fun with it. Don't be attached to one person or one thing that it has to go that way. Just be committed to your outcome and let the people that are supposed to be it show up. So, in other words,
what you're saying is that you didn't go to Ramona High School.
I did not go to Ramona High School. Heck no.
I was misinformed, okay.
Yeah, you were misinformed, yeah. Scary
it's
there.
Curious, you never know. You never know about
right?
Gemini people like you. You know, Geminis always go back and forth.
I know we do. I know.
And you know
I
it.
Could, I know it's hard for everybody else to deal with Gemini, but you have no idea how hard it is to be a Gemini with all the
back and forth. So that means that there's twins in your family, right? You got twins there?
Twins in my family.
More as you know?
No, I mean, there are Geminis in my family, but...
Right. So Gemini means like your uncles, your sister, and your sister is really your aunt. It's kind of like two families
my aunt,
together.
Yeah, one of my aunts was a Gemini. Actually, right. We had the same birthday, my aunt and I. Mm-hmm, one of my aunts.
Really? Are you guys friends?
No, she passed away a long time ago. So
really?
We weren't really friends. She was nice, but she didn't live here.
She had a Gemini temper, right?
She did. She had a Gemini temper. She was really mellow and very nice. She was kind of androgynous looking in a way. Like kind of didn't put like makeup on and always wore her hair really short. I mean, she was married with kids and stuff, but God, I hadn't thought about her in a long time. Yeah, she.
So back in her day, she was cruising down the boulevard in her day, right?
Well, they lived in a little mining town in Arizona, so no.
So they had horse races there. They had horse races there. They were cruising on a horse and buggy right there.
No, yeah, right, horse and buggy kind of thing. Yeah, it was that kind of situation. Have you ever been to
William?
They
had a lowrider horse and buggy. Wow.
Wow, no, the first of its kind.
So Gemini means like a lot of teachers in your family. Is that true? Teachers?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, there's some teachers.
Gemini also means anything with religion, anything with the priesthood, anything with nuns, anything of that nature.
Yeah, hardcore Catholics, for sure.
Hospitals, clinics, stuff like that. Because Gemini does, the Gemini symbol or energy represents being bipolar.
Yeah.
So do you finally admit it? You finally admit it's true?
I do. I admit it.
You were diagnosed at Ramona High School, but it was undercover. Right.
Right. Yeah. That was my alter ego.
That was like nobody knows about your Ramona High School days.
No, you just called me out. Thanks, I appreciate that.
You just tell people that.
There was a Ramona Catholic Girls High School too,
in the
same area, but they were very expensive and kind of like definitely the opposite of the public school. Mhm. Yeah.
They were strict, I would imagine. A lot of structure, right?
Yeah, I think
a lot more structure, right?
Mm-hmm. So tell us, like, kind of about, like how things are going to go. Like, I know you talk a lot about Gemini, but talk a little bit about Cancer and talk a little bit about Aquarius. Cancer is a what sign? Is it an air sign?
Cancer, the crab, is a water sign.
A water sign. Okay.
Here's what's going on now, so I'm glad you brought that up, Frankie Hernandez. Right now, Saturn, which is career, is in Aquarius. Starting March 26th, it's going to be in Aquarius through July 1st. Meaning, if you're a Gemini like yourself, Libra, Aquarius, it's good luck with career through July 7th, 2020, with expansion of your business. Aquarius is an air sign. Aquarius means anything with groups, friends, goals, anything with original ideas is going to pay off for people who are Gemini like you, Libra, air sign, Aquarius, air sign. They all benefit from that. And then after that, Saturn goes retrograde one more time and back into Capricorn. So a lot of stuff going on. And then we're going to have, okay, here's the Mr. Anthony's prediction. With the uplifting of any airline or any air travel, I'm seeing it could be May 15, 2020. If there's a delay, it could be like the next new moon in Gemini, May 22nd. We're going to have Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus all in Gemini. Gemini is an air sign. And the Venus is retrograde, which means going back or releasing any restrictions with international flights? Because I understand the domestic flights are still running. Is that correct?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
But
international flights
have been canceled, correct?
Yes. And not just here. Like, I have friends that are in other parts of the country, and they can't get out. Like, I mean, not in parts of the country, part of the world. Like, I can't remember. Down in, it's not the Caribbean. It's down there where, like, a lot of diving happens. And one of them wanted to go back home to Switzerland. There were no flights. So it's a little, they're kind of stranded. So anyway.
So that prediction is around May 22nd as far as international flights being back in.
Hmm.
And then
wow.
Here's another thing about Venus retrograde, because a lot of people always ask me, Mr. Anthony, is Venus retrograde Gemini good or bad? It basically means with Venus, the goddess of money, a lot of discounts going on with air travel and just in general as far as shopping, groceries, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Pluto retrograde. So Pluto's going to be retrograde till about, give or take, September 2020. So Pluto retrograde means either more rebates from the government or lower rates for home insurance and car insurance. So that's a positive there, because Pluto's retrograde, so that means you get more discounts during that window with home insurance, car insurance, even medical insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so having a retrograde planet is not always a bad thing.
Wait, say that again?
Having a retrograde planet is not always a bad thing. It just depends which planet is retrograde. So Pluto retrograde means to reevaluate money in, money out. But also anything with banks, taxes, or credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you have a business, now's a good time to apply for a loan with the local or state or federal government between now and September. That's what that means.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I think so. I know this is a terrible, terrible time with terrible things happening to people. You know, with this virus and the illnesses and stuff, and just a lot in that, about that. And there's a lot of other stuff that is really kind of, I want to say, available to benefit a lot of other people because of this. And I think it's important to focus on those things and look for those opportunities for, you know, what's available for us during this time, because it's gonna end at some point. And but it's
okay,
gonna go
so
on
you,
for a while.
What you just said, Frankie, Mars will be in Pisces from May 10th to June 20th, give or take. And it's gonna be in conjunction with Neptune in Pisces. So it's gonna be transiting Mars, Neptune in Pisces from May 10th through June 20th. So that basically means if people take action with their spirituality and meditate and do basic exercise, everything's okay. But Mars means you got to take action with it.
Yeah,
basic
for sure.
Walking, basic exercise. Mars is a fire, the ruling planet of Aries, which is positive fire. And then Pisces
right.
is a water sign. Pisces is a water sign. Mm. But see, Neptune's kind of tricky. Neptune also means anything with drug addictions or addictions with alcohol. So during that window, if people overdo it with drugs or alcohol, there could be like some consequences there during that window.
Right. So you're going to stop
means anything
blue or what?
It means anything with drug addiction, drugs in general, alcohol, also suicide. Neptune does mean represent suicide.
Right. It's so
once again,
East LA joke out there,
looking,
and you went over your head. I said if you were going to stop
right.
snitching blue.
And I just quit the other day.
Oh man.
So,
well,
so Neptune does anything with
thing.
Drugs across the board. So when you throw Mars in the mix, wherever Mars goes, it means action.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you, so if you take action with your body and exercise and diet, you're okay. But you also need to drink more water during that window.
Yeah. Well, I'm finding that people that, you know, did kind of had a spiritual practice or, and that could be of any kind, right? And
correct. Well,
you know,
Neptune means anything with spiritual practice, doesn't matter from all of the rest of the matter. Just means anything that you consider spiritual, where you get out the ego personality and focus more on the spiritual personality, basically.
Yeah.
So
well,
I would say that with that Neptune in Pisces energy, Neptune in Pisces does mean acceptance, forgiveness, compassion for people.
Mm.
So it's a very spiritual part, But you throw Mars in the mix, Mars means it could be some hidden anger there with people.
And
the thing with the outer planets, the outer planets represent groups of people, so that's how we know. When you look at the outer planets of astrology, you find out what's going on with like all these people as a group all over the world.
Mm.
So it depends how you interpret the energy of astrology. So my prediction is that people take action with being more spiritual during that window from May 10th through June 20th with that Mars-Neptune conjunction in Pisces during that window.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because Neptune also represents hospitals and clinics, too.
That's a lot of information.
Are you going to open up a clinic there where you live?
Nope. You do not want me anywhere in or near a clinic or anything about a clinic.
Really?
That is not my
So you might open up like a little Pete's rehab center of some sort.
No, you would. He was your friend. Oh, man. Well, so today is what? Is it a new moon or what is it today?
So today is we're in the new moon cycle. You don't see the moon, dark of the moon, moonless moon, pitch black moon. So wherever you live, you can take pictures in the dark because you won't see the moon for another 3 days. So, new moon cycle, a birth of a new beginning. You can write down your goals with the new moon. It's in Taurus. Sun, moon, and Taurus, and Uranus, all in Taurus, which is Earth. Earth sign in astrology is money. So if you have money goals, it's new beginnings for that, to achieve that between now and May 20th. And then you throw Uranus in the mix. Uranus means anything that's like unconventional or weird with groups of people, that you would attract a lot of attention with that energy. Why? Because Uranus is like an outer planet. Like, look at you, Frankie. Hmm. You're from outer space. Look at you.
I'm weird. Yeah, I'm
definitely. Can you tell people you're Gemini?
Yeah. I do. Why?
And then they run away? What, they run away or
what? Yeah, they run away. Except people like you who are like, well, I'm going to stick around anyway, even though I know better.
Even though you're a graduate of Little Pete's school of chef school.
It's, and salsa.
you went there, right? Little Pete's chef school. You went there?
Chef school, salsa dancing, and homie oldies dancing. Yeah, for sure.
And you learned all that at Ramona High School, not the one you say you went to.
Right. Exactly, but don't tell anybody.
Your real name is Frankie Bond. That's your code name.
Bond?
Right? Frankie Bond.
Hilarious.
Is that you?
Bond. No.
That's your real name.
It's not me.
And you start off after high school, when you graduate, you start off at Snooki's as a dancer.
Which Snooki's?
Right?
I don't even know what that is. I'm afraid to ask.
Snooki's.
What is that?
It's a bar club there in near where you live.
Okay. I never heard of it. Well,
So I guess you took it off your resume. I guess you took it off your resume.
I did. Yeah, cause I didn't want my resume to be 2 pages, so I had to take it off.
Incredible.
I know.
So
well,
basically what's going on now, everybody, with the outer planets, because that's where you look to astrology, with Jupiter and Capricorn, and it's good luck for Earth signs, Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo, because Jupiter means expansion. And then if you have air signs, like Frankie's a Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius air signs, you have good luck with Saturn, which is career, through July 1st.
That's awesome.
And then Saturn goes back one more time into Capricorn. Capricorn means anything with real estate issues. So that might be part of your forecast there, Frankie, from July through December of 2020.
That's amazing. You're going to remind me because, you know, I forget all this stuff. But we'll see what happens. We will see what happens.
Yeah. So basically you're looking at with that new moon of May 22nd, that's my original prediction is May 15th, but if there's any delays with Venus retrograde, then you're looking at May 22nd for sure. Uplifting of most restrictions or local restrictions. Like where you live on Mercury, you're not allowed to park your car on the street, correct, Frankie?
Well, we can't park on PCH because the beaches are closed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you have against beaches? Are you still mad at them? Are you mad at all those beaches because they're not open?
Was I mad at them? I wasn't.
Yeah.
I get mad because people come and they, like, they know the beaches are closed and then they're jumping over people's homes and fences and running through their yards. It's crazy.
Really?
It was hot here this weekend. And, yeah, people were doing that. It was insanity here. And then, like, in Newport Beach, because they opened the beach, it was like, it looked like 4th of July. There were so many people down there. It was so crazy.
Well, I would say it's a positive side to everything that's going on because people appreciate being near water now.
Yeah.
And being outside in the sun, too.
For sure. I just think there's a more responsible way for them to do it instead of trespassing and jumping over people's private property fences and stuff. But
so
that's
what you're
going to
do, you're going to call a Little Pete's security office.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to text me the number because I don't. I think I lost it.
I think it's 111.
I know.
111.
I remember them last week.
111.
That was a weird, like, caller ID. That was like,
was that one? Was that somebody from Ramona High School?
Yeah, it must have been from Jackson.
Code, it was code, right?
Yeah, 111. For sure. Well, we are 45 minutes in, and I think we're going to wrap the show. I think maybe we'll come back on Thursday. That seemed to be a good night for people to call in. Maybe Monday people are getting their week started. I don't know. You know?
Okay, so the next show is going to be Wednesday, April 29th?
No, Thursday. I think Thursday.
Well, Thursday, April 30th at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, we could do that. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. Nice supernatural life at 7 p.m. April 30th. I put it on my calendar.
Awesome. All right.
So
well,
now and then, make sure you do your exercise.
For sure. I definitely will. Everybody, and that goes for everybody, not just me.
That goes not only for you, but for everybody out there in TV land.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. All
okay,
right.
So
well,
once again, with the new moon, as you asked, the new moon means new beginnings, birth of a new cycle. With any projects you have through May 20th.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
So thanks for inviting me, Frankie. Have a good night.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.